The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, this is the Christmas party week. In two days, in 48 hours, 47 hours, we will start the show with the opening kick. Right? 46 hours and 55 minutes from now.
Those who don't know, it's an onside kick to start the show. Whoever recovers usually wins a watch, but it'll be whatever Mark Klein wants to give away.
Yeah, whatever. Some nice jewelry from Klein's.
Here's what we're going to don't eat breakfast.
No.
That'd be a terrible, terrible move to eat breakfast. Here's what we've got going on right now. Our boy Sweet Miller from Raging Bull Tailgaters. They're going to be out there. And he was with us. He did it at 610. Mm-hmm. He did it our first year back here when we started at 1560. He came out there. He's been a longtime supporter of the show.
The best.
And a good friend. And he has Battle Red Kool-Aid, which is really...
will destroy you.
It is, but it's right on time. Number two, and if you've ever been to Raging Bull Tailgaters, they don't care who you are. Just come out to their tailgate. Yeah. If you want to kick a little something in, like... it's the best party you can go to at the Texans before the game. Kobos Q, our boy Kobos he's got a brick and mortar spot in Humble that is phenomenal. If you follow him on Instagram or Twitter, he puts videos out all the time of what he's smoking, and it is, you ever get those like bar, those are the ones that matter the most to me. The barbecue ones,
right,
where you see things that people are making on barbecue.
Like Kobos, like Laramie Tunsil does? He puts it out
that's,
there?
No, that's not barbecue. That's a different Instagram. And he didn't post that.
He puts it out there, what he's smoking?
Yeah, but I'm talking about meats. I'm talking about briskets and stuff like that. So Kobos Q is going to be... yeah, Kobos Q is going to be out there with... he picked up 40 pounds of pastor and 70 pounds of skirt steak.
Yeah.
Do you know how much food he's going to be making?
It seems to be a lot.
He makes brisket. He's going to have tacos. Yeah. We're going to have the quesadillas that are so good. That's going to be out there for you. Texadelphia is bringing sandwiches out there at some point in the morning.
Oh, kolaches.
Kolache shop to start your day. Yeah. If you say, before the barbecue's done, I want to have this. That's fine.
No.
They're bringing it out there.
That's all fine and good. Coors Light is going to be out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Battle Red Juice is going to be out there. St. Arnold's is going to be out there.
Yep.
I mean, you want to talk about don't eat or drink before you come out.
And
you
here
drink.
Are,
I mean, you could drink. And I hope Dez is making those Jell-O shots and not being lazy.
Somebody's got to make some Jell-O shots. Here's some of the things we're giving away. Some of them, a lot of these are going to be from 7-Eleven where we are, and some of them are going to be like grand prizes throughout the day.
Yeah, well, by the way, it goes from Klein's, 5868 Westheimer, Fountain View and Westheimer, over to Nick's. And the other shows pick up right after us. Charlie will be out there, and then the usual suspects, and then the number one show in the world, The Blitz.
The Blitz. Here you go. We're going to have restaurant gift cards that I'm getting set up, and we'll have the names for you coming up. We've got two Red Roof Inn free night stays, including $25 GCs for breakfast at Bob Evans for when you're out on the road traveling. Two WWE 2K19 PS4 games, two WWE 2K19 Xbox One games, two NBA 2K19 Xbox One games, Old Humble Distilling whiskey bottles, five pairs of Golden Boy boxing tickets that we're going to be giving away for January 26th, and four $50 Prime Social gift certificates.
Whoa.
Those are that we're giving away there on site.
Okay. Four twosomes out to Wildcat Golf Club.
All right.
We got that as well. Acme John is giving away Texans memorabilia, and I don't know what Todd was going to talk to him. Did we get a, because he said something about a playoff package, and I don't know if we've got going to have, I don't know if that includes tickets, but we'll have to figure that out. But he also said.
No, he said we do not at this particular time have tickets for that. We'd have Will Fuller autographed jersey and a 10x10 Texans branded tent as well.
Okay. Oh, that's neat. Yep. How about that?
One pair, and this is for, now this is one of the grand prize giveaways, or one of the giveaways for games. If you're playing, if you're going to compete, eggnog chug, if you're competing, and we're going to have a table reading where we're going to have scripts, and our buddy Eric Layton, who's a Real Hollywood actor, is in town. He is going to listen to you read from a script. You're going to act for him. A very short, and whoever the winners are, we're going to have prizes, or maybe just if you do it, you may get a little something.
What
How about that?
The ladies, is there a casting couch involved?
There's no
in
casting couch. You can bring your wives or girlfriends. We're not going to have any hashtags going on there. No, everything is safe. People are going to think it's not safe with you there, way you talk.
Is Harvey Weinstein going to be there?
There's not going to be any Harveys there. No Harveys are even allowed. No Weinsteins and no Harveys. A pair of WWE Elimination Chamber tickets coming to Toyota Center February. We've got those.
I'm not sure that's a world I want to live in then.
Well, it's a world that women want to live in.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Good for them.
So food, drinks, we've got games. And if you participate, you got a chance to get a lot. But even if you're not participating, you have a chance to get a lot of these. But it's really just a lot of fun. We've been doing this damn near 20 years probably, from the very beginning.
Eggnog chug, I think, needs to be one of the biggest prizes. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, the thing that you're Indochino, a suit from Indochino is
a
grand prize.
Suit. Yep.
And the staycation at the Houstonian.
You got a chance to win that
in January.
Grand prize. And all you have to do is you just have to get out there. So you do. There's going to be a grand prize drawn at the end of the evening.
I wonder if our staycation people have done it yet that we gave away.
Probably not. Not yet.
It's getting close. You're getting close. I mean, we're coming up on the weekend
before. Oh, yeah, part of it is Christmas. Yeah,
yeah.
So we got a lot. We got a lot going on there. We're not going to have them until January, but got confirmation. Looks like we'll get A.J. Hinch when the caravan starts rolling around. We'll start talking some Astros baseball with A.J. Hinch. My Sports Map article, I look at all the reasons why you don't love the Texans, because I've been really thinking about this a lot. And I think number one is Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just don't like Bill O'Brien, and it kind of clouds their ability to enjoy what is a double-digit win team for the third time in franchise history. This is only the third time in franchise history you've had double-digit wins. It's going to be division title 3 in the last 4 years. When they've won 10 out of 11 games, and yet people just can't enjoy the season. And they're a number 2 seed right now. This is all after 0-3.
And Bill O'Brien, but I think style of play. I think that's why so many people. I think it's a little bit disappointing for everybody after we saw Deshaun explode onto the scene.
All those
and be
things. All those things are mentioned.
Yeah.
Deshaun's second year following up rookie year, which it's not his fault. Bill O'Brien. I bring up the Astros and Rockets. I really think the run the Astros and Rockets had, they were dominant.
And not only that,
the Rockets were dominant. By the way, Rockets were dominant last year.
Yeah. But you look at AJ Hinch versus Bill O'Brien and their demeanors, and you know, we're used to, man, AJ's a nice guy and so
AJ feels like the
and
dad AJ, you want to have him as a dad.
Yeah I mean, because you come home after you got a D on your report and AJ would just sit
you're
you
gonna
down.
Get in trouble you're gonna get in trouble
but you're gonna be but he's gonna tap you're gonna feel like, you know what, that's a swell dad.
Yeah,
You know
what? He's disappointing. You don't want to disappoint him.
No, right.
You don't want to disappoint AJ
Bill
Hitch.
O'Brien, you just feel like you're going to get home and he's going to give you a fresh one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You do feel like you're going to get a fresh one, Bill.
Yeah. And that's
Are you kidding me again with this? Really?
Yeah.
Really? How did I get the kid next door, you know, I got to sit there and watch his family act like he's the smartest kid in the world. You know why? He does his homework and he turns his work in on time. I get the dumbass. I should have pulled out.
Ooh. See, that's not what Bill. I don't know that Bill would say that.
I feel like he'd say that, at me if I didn't do my stuff right.
Yeah. And I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was acting.
Well, I think we got another hotkey.
Yeah.
I was acting.
We'll dissect and see what I can
do. I should have. I think that's going to be a
Here's what AJ Hinch would say if you didn't do it. You know, I just got to tell you, I'm really, this one really disappoints me, Kevin, because you're a really talented kid. And me and your mother, you know, we love you so much. And every day we're amazed at how intelligent you are and how much potential you have. But when you don't live up to your potential, when you don't take advantage of the gifts that God gives you, and every day God gives you an opportunity to win the day. So he's going to use some Chip Kelly stuff on too. He's going to give you an opportunity to win the day with your gifts and your special gifts. And when you don't do that, you know, it really is a disappointment, because we know that you aren't being the best person that you can be. And it's not about your grades. It's about the effort level, and it's about a desire to do what's right. Because when you do what's right in school, and you do what's right now, and you show this effort and this discipline, it's going to really pay off for you down the road. It's just really disappointing that this is what you do again, that you burned another child at school.
Whoa.
But you see what I'm saying?
No.
That's way worse than what happened with Bill O'Brien. Right. But he's still disappointed, but he's even keel.
And he won't burn another kid again.
Yeah.
Probably.
Bill O'Brien, I just feel like I don't want to.
No.
You know, and my dad was more Bill O'Brien. Larry Zierlein was more Bill O'Brien than he was going to be AJ Hinch. Now, former Marine and offensive line coach, forget about it.
No.
I was like, oh, my God. I got to tell mom and somehow not tell dad that.
Yeah. My dad
this progress report.
My dad was just like, yeah, I'm going to the bar.
Did your dad ever say this to you when you screwed up?
I should have pulled out. No?
No.
Oh?
What, he?
No.
My dad said worse. The best part of you. You know that one, how that ends.
Yes. Gunny Sergeant Hartman.
Yeah.
I didn't know they stacked that high in Texas.
Time to talk about, hey.
This is an aggressive segment. I'm not going to lie.
This morning, do you think that I brushed my teeth for 2 minutes? Yes. Did you guys brush your teeth for 2 minutes?
I went about a minute 40.
You don't know.
You know why?
You know why? Because your toothbrush doesn't tell you how long. My toothbrush tells me how long.
Like, where's the pulsing?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Right. You had no pulsating.
Didn't have it.
You had no pulsating in your mouth this morning.
Nope.
Nothing. Nothing was pulsating in your mouth this morning.
Nope.
Guess what? I had Quip. Yep. So I had pulsation.
Good. Yeah. Nice. That's why your teeth are clean.
Not only clean, but I know that I brushed my teeth correctly this morning while you two, I don't even want to think about your rotten pegs. Here's the deal, is if you are somebody that wants the best toothbrush in the history of the world, and this is not even arguable, it's the Quip toothbrush. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. Great toothbrush, $25. And then it's like $5 every 3 months for all the refills, the bristles, the toothpaste. It's awesome. You get a little carry toothpaste with you, you can put in your travel bag, and you get the big one that you can brush every day. It's awesome. And you know that you're getting the best brush that you can possibly get with getquip.com/ESPN975, because it pulsates and tells you when to change quadrants and when you're done. Okay? Your toothbrush doesn't do that. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5. It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here and talk to us here. Looking at your Houston Texans this weekend. Yep, just as I suspected, Lance. What did I tell you the line would be of the Eagles and the Texans game?
Eagles 4?
I said Eagles 3.
And?
It's 2 now. Went from Texans 1.5 to Eagles. By game time, it will be 3. And
you guys are the most scared of any Eagle team that I've ever seen. I'm just going to keep riding with the team that wins all the time. You guys can be haters and be contrarians with your Eagle team that their own city has turned against.
I just don't think that's a good matchup for our Houston Texans.
It's not. What's the latest on Nuke, though?
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, guess what? I'll lay the 3 if DeAndre Hopkins isn't going to play. I'll lay 13.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I don't feel like Deshaun Watson can beat you with a non-Nuke Hopkins team.
Kiki QT
There's nobody left if DeAndre is not ready to roll.
And how about this? Sammy Coates is so bad that while DeAndre Hopkins is nursing an ankle, you don't have any wide receivers left, he gets cut. What the hell?
That shows you how good he is.
What the hell happened to Sammy Coates?
Well, what do you mean what the hell happened to him? He was cut by the Steelers. He's not good. Yeah. When has he been a player for the Texans?
Uh-oh, Dez is not happy with me. Well, I guess I'm spending tomorrow making Jello shots.
Well, when has he been good? When is Sammy Coates isn't good? He's a cast-off.
He's got all the attributes. Why can't he be good? What the hell? Catch the ball. Run good routes and catch the ball. That's all. I mean, he's got all the attributes. Why can't he be a good wide receiver? That's just nuts to me.
I don't.
Without DeAndre Hopkins, though. Dude, I'm telling
there's
you.
There's really no talk about him not playing, though.
No. But is he going to be? Well, it's not like he runs by everybody anyway.
And they do have a bunch of practice squad guys at corner right now. You know that, right? Yeah. The Eagles have no. They were playing wide receivers at corner 3 games ago. They were that hurt.
Yeah, but they still have Graham and Cox and people who will put. And pressure seems to be the key to slowing the Texans down. That said, they're 10-4, and Deshaun is the most pressurized quarterback in the NFL.
I know.
I say pressured quarterback. Not pressurized.
We find reasons why the Texans can't win, but they have won a lot.
They've won a lot of games.
They've lost one time in like 3 months.
But I think it's the style of play. And, oh, by the way, there is something to the quality of opponent. They really haven't played top upper echelon quarterbacks.
Well, caught Dallas when both of them were kind of... Well, they caught Dallas before Amari Cooper. Yeah. That was fortunate. They caught Andrew Luck when he was just turning into Andrew Luck again.
Well, wait a minute.
Then
he
they
put
caught
up
Andrew
34
Luck.
34 that game.
Yeah, then
that,
they caught...
That game they won?
Yeah.
He put up 34.
Then they caught Andrew Luck for real, and he beat him. But, yeah, they've had... They had a hot Baker Mayfield and turned him into 3 interceptions, and the game was over in the first half. So they were able to do that. They're a different team at home than on the road, and they're going to have to go into Philly where it's colder, travel again for the second week. There's a lot of things from a handicapping standpoint where you'd say not a great, and that's probably why the action's coming in on Philly.
Well, yeah, and when you look at them on the road, as a matter of fact. I mean, they've been anything but stall. I mean, the New England game, okay, whatever. At Tennessee, they couldn't beat them without two tackles and a quarterback.
But that seems like
well, although they gave up a bunch defensively. At Jacksonville, they
were good.
Slugged out a 20-7 win. Yeah. At Denver, a 2-point win. But you know what? It turned into a good win because Denver was beating people a couple the next few weeks. At Washington, they destroyed Alex Smith's life, and they won by 2. It's not like that. And at the Jets, anything but everybody's. They were a 7-point favorite, and they won by 7.
Look, it's not being a hater to say this team could have 6 wins this year. Or 8. It's not a hater being a hater to say they could be right now 7-7.
Yeah.
That's not being a hater. You had a missed field goal on Denver. You had had an opportunity. Washington had an opportunity.
Frank Wright gave you a game.
Frank Wright gave you a W.
So did Jason Garrett with his
Nate Peterman
with his punt.
The Nate Peterman pick 6, which gave you the life.
I mean, like, that Buffalo win. Ooh.
It's not. No, yeah, it's not. I mean, we're laying out the reason why people aren't buying into him. But once you get there, once you get there, now it's just a matter of the Texans have. We know what their weaknesses are. They're not. This isn't a real hard team to figure out. The question becomes, who do you face that can exploit the weakness? I don't know that Philly can exploit the weakness. They can from a pass pro standpoint, but you just talked about that. That's every week we already know there's Deshaun's under pressure. He lives under pressure.
No, but if he doesn't have anybody to get him, bail him out, like Nuke.
Got to run, too. You got to run the ball effectively.
And he's banged up. And so it's Alfred Boot, and we'll see if Deontay Foreman actually makes a...
Deontay Foreman's not ready to carry a heavy workload. He hadn't played.
No.
He hadn't played. So there's a reason why the Sharps are liking... the Philadelphia Eagles in a situation. I totally get it. I just haven't seen anything from Philly that makes me believe that they're ready to turn their whole season around. They haven't done it for the first 14.
Well, I don't know you that were they can not, do it now. Then obviously you weren't very impressed. But the Rams win.
Rams win is fine. The Rams win was good. Yeah. It was good on the road. That's a good win. I want to see them do it 2 weeks in a row. They have had no consistency.
No.
They look terrible at times. Let me ask you, here's some odds for you.
Well, yeah, you didn't even do our odds. Yeah, here's, supposed to do.
And they involve playoffs.
But it's 8:28.
I'll start right with the playoffs.
On the other side. God. Well, what about, and then Uncle Freddie and Gilbert.
Fine. No, I'm not Gilbert.
What?
I'm not Gilbert.
What the hell? What about fourhymns.com? What about that? What about everybody having relations now? I don't think we should get Gilbert this as a gift for hymns.com. I'm pretty sure we shouldn't get it for him. But here's the deal, is if you want to give yourself a present, how about give yourself the present of confidence? That's what you get with 4hymns. 4hymns.com/John5. You get the confidence of knowing that when you want to have those relations that it's going to happen. And you're going to feel great about yourself. She's going to feel great about you. Everybody's going to feel great. Everybody's going to feel great. And all you have to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5 and start. It's literally a very quick process. It's inexpensive. Just $5 the first month. That's ridiculously low. You're saving hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. I'm telling you. And that's not an exaggeration. What I need you to do is get to fourhymns.com/John5. So easy, at your leisure, as opposed to going to see a doctor and waiting and going to into the missing work and all that stuff that you have to do. fourhymns.com/John5 is waiting for you at your leisure to get in and start and have that confidence of knowing with the generic brands that they're going to sell you. $5 the first month. fourhymns.com/John5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Lance, before we get to your odds, let's get Uncle Freddie in here. Wants to talk about the Texans, and then we'll get to your odds of MVP and Coach of the Year awards. Okay. Uncle Freddie?
What's happening?
What do you say, pal?
What's up, Freddie?
Hey, what's about the Texans this year that's kind of frustrating? And y'all were kind of going through the schedule and their wins, and, hey, we barely beat the Colts, we barely beat Dallas, we barely beat Denver. But if you look at this team and go back 3, 4, 5 years, 6 years ago, these are all the games we used to lose and complain about. It's like,
that's true.
We get no break for pulling the W's. It's like everybody, well, they're not good wins. Our schedule sucks. We used to lose these games every year.
It's
frustrating.
Yeah, you're not talking into your phone or something.
Well, but Freddie, here's something else. Though. You go to the games every single week. Every single week, you're in the same pose with that right foot forward pose. On social media, Freddie's got a little pose that he does before games. But he's at the games all the time. This is why I know it could be a special year. He broke an 0-for-11 road streak for the Texans, and the Texans actually won a game.
Thanks
when he went to Washington.
Alex Smith's broken leg.
Well, whatever it takes. I know this. Would you say, Freddie, that is the atmosphere still good in the at the tailgates?
Yeah. Oh, at the tailgates.
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be. It's good, but it's not nearly as crowded.
That's what I've heard.
No, the Monday night game, there was nobody out there.
That used to be insane Monday night games.
Yes, and it was nobody out there. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, Monday night, Thursday night games were dead. I mean, the Jaguar game after Christmas, God, it's going to be sad probably how dead that one is.
But well, that's understandable. A lot of people are gone. A lot of people are on vacation, you know, for New Year's are gone. So that is a little bit more
understandable. Ballard told me, we were talking yesterday a little bit, and he said, man, I was just telling him, like, I said, the city of Houston is just not behind the Texans. He goes, why? And we were talking about some of the reasons. But I said, you know, here's the thing. He said, it was dead in the stadium when we were there. He goes, we couldn't believe how. How it was, that was a big game. And he said, I'm not just talking about when we took the lead. He said, it was just dead in the stadium before. He goes, it just didn't seem like there was any energy in the stadium.
There's not.
And I said, it's been like that for 2 straight years now.
It's not nearly what it used. Like I said, I tweeted out a picture, but that Monday night game, the entire, at kickoff, the entire section was empty. The stands weren't even 40% full. I was like, are you kidding me? This is the Texans. This ain't the Rockets. People show up here on time. Well, kind of. But, oh, my goodness. No, the energy in this city for this team is unbelievably poor. Here's I think the biggest reason is because we see the Chiefs, we see the Rams, we see the Saints, we see exciting brand of football. That's what we feel like is something that, oh, my God, those teams have championship quality offenses and are fun and innovative and doing all of these things. And then we see the Texans winning ugly. Winning ugly wins. Winning ugly is, I'll tell you, it's. I think it's becoming what the Bears know.
Yeah, but you don't have kick ass. But where's the kick ass? Okay, you know the difference.
I was thinking about that. The Bears have a nasty defensive attitude.
You know what was really fun? The Bulls on parade stuff seems a little corny now, but man, that defense in 11, they were animals.
Yeah.
Brooks Reed, J.J. Watt, Connor Barwin, Cushing, Whitney, Whitney wasn't there until 12, I don't think. But you know that unit, Danielle Manning, because they added him, J.J., it was like, man, we got ass kickers on this line. Yeah, Antonio Smith, dude, the ninja.
The first two series against the Jets, I thought, they were flying around.
Yes.
Bernardrick McKinney's hit Jack Cunningham. Running back full speed.
Smacked him.
Pulled him down back and body slammed.
Bernardrick had one downhill that was big, too.
Yes.
But you know,
and I was like, oh, this is going to be a fun day.
You know what it
hell?
Is? When you have when one side of the ball is an ass kicker, like the Bears have on defense.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about this, and this is something in my Sports Map article. You know, the Astros, we grew with a young core. Like, we got to watch a young core grow together, and they're likable. You think about this with the Texans. JJ's been around. He's not brand new. He's not a new shiny toy. Everyone likes JJ, but he's not a new shiny toy. Clowney. Everyone wants to get on board with Clowney, but he can't. He flashes, but he still has never had that season where he's just had dominant production like you want. DeAndre Hopkins is a really great player, but it's been kind of in a vacuum because he's been on some pretty average to below average teams. You really, when you think of a young core that grows, who's your young core? It's Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. Who else?
Clowney.
Nobody on the offensive line. I don't feel like.
Well, I don't know the city.
I don't feel like the team loves Jadeveon Clowney. I think they love Deshaun Watson. I think they love Hopkins, although his personality is like he's just kind of a different guy. I don't think people are all in on Clowney because he got off to kind of a Mario start.
Martin.
No one's happy about Nick Martin. Getting excited about Nick Martin?
Well, no, but I'm talking about a base, a core
likable
base.
A likable core. You don't know anything about Nick Martin.
Well, you don't really. I mean, Deshaun doesn't have all that much personality. DeAndre doesn't have all that much personality.
But who's your young...
JJ is the shining star.
Who is your young core guys that you grow with, like Altuve and Springer?
Well, I think Zach Cunningham. I think, you know...
He's no juice in any of the names that you're mentioning.
No, well, that's a... And there's nobody in defensive backfield that's... Well, Justin Reed.
Yeah, Justin could be that guy. But it's a mishmash of guys. You don't have, dude,
the
Astros
core.
Changed everything. The Astros really hurt this team.
Yep.
When all this, where the Texans were all, we're a football city and it's never going to change. You all will just have to suck it and deal with it. And then all of a sudden, right now, if you go to those buildings, I wonder if they realize the Astros ruined them.
Dude.
They ruined them forever. You know why? Because Altuve and Bregman and balls, giant balls, likable dudes.
We had a foursome yesterday. Three of the four had Astros gear on. The fourth had nothing. And if you go around, I mean,
what were you wearing?
Do you see Astros?
They're not in season. Why aren't you wearing Rockets or Texans? Why aren't you wearing Texans? They've won 10 of 11.
I don't like their logo. I don't like their colors. I don't like anything about their.
Is so corny now?
The brand is corny. It really is.
It really is a corny ass brand.
Yeah. And the logo, I mean, nothing about
everything's
it.
Corny.
No, I like the Astros colors. I like the logo.
Is it all this stuff
and
is
you're
just coming together?
With a champion too.
Yeah, is all this stuff just coming together? The Astros rebranded their.
Yes.
They got their color back. They got of their logo brought the orange back. The young guys that liked each other and were fun. The Texans, you know, the Rockets didn't do them any favors either by having a 60-win team, being a clutch team that played hard together all the time, really good defensively, having an MVP. I think all these things play into the fans expect more now. The Astros elevated it, the Rockets elevated it, and now you have the Texans, and they just don't. I think there's a lot of things that are playing into this. Bottom line is they need to get something needs to be kick-ass, either offense or defense.
The only thing that I've ever liked of the Texans is black on black. Is their logo black on and then it's a darker black, whatever. It's grayish or whatever. That's the only thing. I can't stand I love America with all my heart. But the red, white, and blue is just it's unwearable.
Not about the country. It's just kind of corny sports colors. Yeah. There's nothing that really pops about
these
uniforms.
I think they do need a rebrand.
They do need a rebrand. They need to rebrand the logo. They need to rebrand the music, the clay. You go to any other stadium, that's not, are you ready to rock? Are you rolling around, jumping on air balls?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
none of
guess
that
what? Try to rebrand,
stadiums.
Though. Carrie Underwood is under fire because it's not Sunday night. We've been waiting all day for Sunday night. They've changed it, and Carrie Underwood is under fire.
Feels like 7-9, 9-7 song. Souls goes, ask the Texans how the season ticket sales are going. And ultimately, you got
it. They always.
That's just
it. That's never going to change. How about the Astros? 3 million. They were 40,000 short of 3 million. How's that?
Well, but when you're struggling, it matters. You think more. You care more. You come up with more ideas to. You know, the Rockets have worked their tails off to get in-game entertainment because for years they struggled like, man, we've got competitive teams. There's just no juice around us right now. Right. They needed to go get a James Harden and all that stuff. The Astros, they had to hit a complete reset. They figured it out. The Texans haven't really been put in that position to where they have had to rebrand.
Look around, though, at this city and what people are wearing. And
it's Astros. And I was told Astros would never matter again in this city.
That's what I was told. For the others. Okay.
Who told you that, Lance?
You know what we forgot too is that at the Christmas party, I think we got like 10,000 bottles of Thrive that were given away at the Christmas party because Thrive is a huge sponsor of the station. And oh, by the way, at the Christmas party, one thing that you're going to need as much as anything else. Anything else in your life that you're going to need is Thrive. Because when you come, we're going to have the Battle Red Kool-Aid. We're going to have Coors Light. We're going to have St. Arnold's, Jell-O shots. Dez is making Jell-O shots. Thanks to me and Mike forcing her to do it. You're going to have Thrive. And Thrive is probably the most important ingredient that you'll have. Because you take, after you have a day of whatever you're doing, well, you know what, you're having a couple of drinks or however many drinks that you're going to have. No one's telling you to binge drink. All I'm telling you is if you have some drinks, Thrive. The end of the night, before you go to bed, take two or three Thrive pills with some water, go to bed, and you're going to feel at least 50% better or your money back. It's a guarantee. or your money back. You're going to feel 50% better. And here's the deal is if you drink, take Thrive, and you're going to feel better the next day. And this holiday season, you're probably going to have some libations. You're going to want to feel better. Thrive. Thrive Plus. Thrive Plus. DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell. Oh, yeah, y'all complain about all the field goals. Guess who was the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week? That's right, Kyahmi Fairbairn. Thank you. Good night. All right. Thank you.
Did he make the Pro Bowl?
You don't get that. No, you didn't. Bernardrick McKinney made it. J.D. Clowney made it.
McKinney made it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a little... I didn't look through all of them yet. That's a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah. So, I mean...
He's a good player.
Yeah. But did he deserve it more than Darius Leonard?
No, probably not. But
nope. J.J., D-Hop, Jadavian, and Bernardrick. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds about right.
All right, let's get Jay Gotti in here, and then I want your MVP odds. Yep. Okay, Jay, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Hey, shout out. I've been listening to y'all for a long time. I just want to shout out to y'all. Y'all do y'all thing out here in Beaumont. We listening to y'all.
Look at Beaumont represent again.
We're big in Beaumont.
I wanted to touch on the Texans, man. I hear a lot of negative stuff about my Texans, but the hardest thing to do in the NFL is win. I think everybody keeps forgetting that, you know. And, hey, we've been winning, and history proves the teams that win the games we've been winning usually end up making it all the way to the bowl and end up pulling it through because we know how to fight through. I'm just saying it's hard to win 10 out of 11.
It is.
It is.
It's easy to lose to get tripped up in games. Yep. That's the one thing that keeps me – when I get negative, the one thing I remember is that it's hard to win 10 out of 11. Because you can trip up at any time, just like Jay is saying. At any time, you can get tripped up or have a bad fourth quarter or a bad turnover. And for some reason, there are things that are bouncing their way. I mean, I don't know if I'd call them a team of destiny, but they've had some things go their way that have been pretty favorable.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty favorable. And sometimes, once you get there, what do you do with it?
How in the hell can you say it? How in the hell can you say the city of Houston does not care for the Texans this year? That's flat out crazy, not proven by no empirical data whatsoever. You're all just repeating the same old bleep, man. Parakeet radio. Okay. Every time you tweet out something about the Texans, that's all that comes back is, oh, they're not. What are you talking about, January?
No empirical data.
What empirical data could you possibly?
Go to the game and go see how much. Yeah. Energy is in
Have you
stadium.
Been to one game, Lamont? I'm there every week, tell you it's flat.
Sports radio. It's flat line. You know what? We get way more calls about Rockets.
Rockets.
We get way
but
more
people
Rockets
want to complain, too, though.
Doesn't matter. People care.
Yeah.
On Twitter, how did your timeline...
I don't measure it by calls, though. I think there's a lot of people that listen that don't... I just feel it in the city. There's no empirical data. There's no empirical data for feeling, though, Lamont, on anything. So
actually, I'd be interested to see what their TV numbers are right now versus 11 and 12.
Well, people still watch. People still go to the games. They still sell all the tickets. Do people believe in this team, though? And I'm telling you, the answer is a flat. I think it has most to do. I'm more than Bill O'Brien. I think it's style of play. So I think the style of play, it just doesn't lend people to get behind this team and feel like it's got that chance of being. It doesn't look like a champion. So I think that's the biggest reason for me.
I would say maybe the city's maturing as far as what they look at for this football team, because 10 wins is fine, but Bill O'Brien's, what is his fifth year now? At some point, people are saying 10 wins in year two or three, that would have been great for us. But we're looking to see if we are on the path to a championship.
Yeah.
We're no longer okay with simply winning games.
I believe this team is on the path.
You say that other people probably don't. I don't know. That's where they sit.
Well, Deshaun Watson is a major. I mean, it starts with Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
You have a guy and that you believe in.
And after, like you said, after that first year and all of the crazy success he had, do people feel like Deshaun is anywhere close to that guy? And probably the answer is no. And a big reason why is because they feel like Bill O'Brien is holding him back. That's where I think people have a problem with Bill O'Brien, is that they feel like he's holding him back when, you know what, there's a maturation process that's going on here. Okay, MVP.
I can tell you this, the lowest rated games every week are when the Texans are on nationally. Tennessee versus Houston, 6.0.
Well, nationally, the Texans aren't going to rate.
Texans versus Jets was the lowest at 2.9 for the week when they're on national television.
Yeah, but they're not going to rate nationally. The Texans just aren't. Come on, what about your MVP odds?
All right, here we go.
Since we teased them an hour ago.
I'll start off right now with how to making the playoffs. The Redskins have a 15.5% chance of making the playoffs. They're not making it.
No.
They're dead. Tennessee Titans have a 48.9% chance of making it. Yes is -110. No is -120. The Colts have a 34.2% chance of making it. The Titans have a better chance than the Colts.
Well, the Colts have to go to Tennessee to end the year. Tennessee has the Redskins, I think, this week.
But would you have guessed that? We never talk about the Titans. We just talk about Colts and Ravens.
Well, let's not forget that they've got... Well, the Colts and Titans will decide it. Who's going to be a favorite in that game in the last week?
Chirping from this guy, if the Colts don't get in and that punt cost them.
Continue to point back to it. Look at the schedules.
That was a dumb play.
NFC East teams, I think, on their schedule this week. The Redskins go to Tennessee, or they play Tennessee, and then the Giants play the Colts. Mm-hmm. And then you expect both teams to win, but you never know. And then Tennessee hosts the Colts. And, you know, Baltimore has to go to San Diego.
I would say, who do you think is going to be the favorite when the Colts go to Tennessee? Let's say they both win. That's not going to be a pick 'em. I think the Colts might be a favorite.
Might be, but that would be a silly favorite, I think. I think that should probably be Tennessee one or pick 'em.
Yeah. Eagles, 41.4% chance of making the playoffs. They're +130 if you believe they will, and they have to win this week. There's no ifs, ands, or buts if they want to make it. Minnesota Vikings, 58.6% chance. Yes is -160. Dolphins, 8.7% chance.
They blow.
Ravens, 41.4% chance.
We get it, John.
How about this?
I'm a Dolphin fan. We get it.
There's a better chance that the Titans make it than the Ravens. It goes Titans, Ravens, Colts.
They've got Chargers on the road.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why.
How about this? Rookie of the year. There's two guys. Baker.
And Saquon.
Who do you think is the favorite?
I think it's probably pretty close, but I'm going to go Baker.
You're going to be shocked. Saquon -400.
Yeah.
4-1 favorite.
I'd take Baker all day with those numbers. Give me those odds, and I'll take Baker. That's just a value bet.
Next coach fired, Dell. Who do you think the next coach fired is? Ooh. There's the list.
I'm going to go.
I was interested to see, is there any chance O'Brien is on the list?
No.
Because he was on that hot list.
Oh, my God. No, he's on the list of coach of the year.
No, he's actually not. NFL coach of the year, there's five coaches. He's not even on the list?
No,
Matt Nagy is the favorite, followed by Sean Payton, Sean McVay, Andy Reid, and then Anthony Lynn.
Yeah.
Anthony Lynn, McVay, and Reid are the same odds. Matt Nagy is the favorite. Should Matt Nagy be ahead of Bill O'Brien? Look at what Bill O'Brien has to work with for most of the year. Be serious about this. Take your personal hate of him out. A bad offensive line, a bad secondary. Will Fuller has been gone much of the year. Kiki QT, much of the year.
Bears have marquee wins, though. And I don't think the Texans have a marquee win yet. If Philadelphia, they beat Philadelphia, that'll be a marquee win.
You think?
Yep.
I think people just say, that's just another win over a team that hasn't been good this year. Next coach fired, Dell.
I'm going to say Ron Rivera.
2-1 favorite.
Yep. And then is Dan Quinn on this list?
Steve Wilkes already in year two.
Oh, Steve Wilkes is, yeah.
Steve Wilkes and Todd Bowles are the next up. Dirk Cutter's 5-1. No, Vance Joseph 5-1. Doug Marrone 6-1. Marvin Lewis 9-1.
A lot of African American coaches on that list, Dell.
Dell.
And Ron Rivera.
Do you think that this is.
So, of the list, it's mostly minority candidates looking to get fired? Is that what you're bringing up to me?
Vance Joseph, Doug Marrone. Are we counting Marrone as.
No, he's not. Did he come over on the boat?
Marvin Lewis, Vance Joseph, Todd Bowles, Steve Wilkes, Ron Rivera, POC.
Does the NFL have a problem, Lance?
Does the NFL have a problem?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I'm saying somebody needs it. I always feel like coaches need at least 3 years. It's so bad in Arizona right now. Steve Wilkes stepped into it. For his first head coaching job, I was like, oh, my God. I knew what he was stepping into. This is about to be really bad. I don't think I would want to step into that. NFL MVP. This one may surprise you, too.
NFL MVP.
Give me your top four.
Mahomes.
Favorite. Minus Breeze. 150. Breeze plus 250. Doesn't that seem a little high? Plus 250 for Drew Breeze?
That's a value bet.
Yep.
That's a value bet.
Next up?
Next up after those.
It's not hard, man. Should be a favorite.
Oh, yeah. Philly. Okay.
Big Philly. And then Andrew Luck, 50-1.
Andrew Luck's not even in a Pro Bowl. And he's one of the favorites MVP.
Tom Brady is minus 300. Because you just give it to him. You don't even think anymore.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, people don't even watch TV. This Tom Brady Pro Bowl, but he's not really that good this year. No matter. Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, MVP, done. Let's move on. Move to the next season. No, he's like 46 now. I don't think he's an MVP anymore. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. GOAT emoji. Tom, Pro Bowl. Andrew Luck's had like 40 passes, touchdown passes already. Tom, put it down.
9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5, Raheel joins us
Tom on and the Gronk.
Other side. You know who's joining us right now? Craig DeSerf.
Craig DeSerf is not joining us right now. I'm talking about Craig DeSerf. Although I could have him join us. He had a great conversation with a customer who went to him first, then went to the other car dealerships, came back and said, yep, you were right. They did try to game me, and I'm not going to get gamed. And so I'm back here with you, and what are we going to do? And Craig said, we're going to do exactly what we said we were going to do the first time. And the guy said, well, is there any chance that instead of you give me this that I can get a spray-in bed liner? And Craig's like, yeah, we'll make it happen. So they did that for him. Trade-in value was better than the other guys offered. All the things I tell you, they're not. I'm not just saying this. This is true. Your trade-in value is better over at Gulf Coast, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Your selection is better. Right now, 355 vehicles right there on the lot. And probably most importantly, they get to a lower baseline price than the other guys. You know why? Because they're in Angleton. Their overhead is lower, and they're able to pass it along to you. That sounds like just a bunch of sales yap and garbage and talk, but it's really true. There's a reason that so many of the Houston Astros, like Altuve, like Bregman, like Correa with his parents, he got both his parents' vehicles over there. There's a reason they're doing that, because they get taken care of from a customer service standpoint, and they also, yes, like great prices, and they're getting great prices. Make sure that you go to the website, LanceZCars.com, and you can see their entire inventory right there. LanceZCars.com, or head on down to Angleton and go take advantage of these great prices, these holiday prices for yourself in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.